life. Passing through the birth canal, we enter alone. A soul masked in flesh, seeking to be nurtured and taught by those entrusted with each of us. The covenant made with their God waits to be fulfilled. If that covenant is broken and never fulfilled, there is to be a hunger inside of us that can never be filled by any other. Their covenant was broken. We pass through our life's journey, seeking a complement to self. Are we foolish in our heart and soul to believe we are entitled to such a complement? I've prayed to the fates to provide the one soul to mate with mine, to dance with my shadow and soul in the forest of this life's time. How foolish! Such a complement to life is a gift, not a right of living. Many before me have learned this from their journeys through millennium. Is my joy to be as empty as theirs? Thus to be born alone, and to die in the flesh I was born in, alone. Yet I live as my soul has forever sought, seeking one in this life to be found possessing the elusive key to me, a state of being called love. The fates will have their way regardless of my hunger. I wait to learn mine. Will I be found before passing from this flesh that I inhabit? I am obligated to my soul that joined my flesh in the womb to learn, to share, to teach and to love others, even if not loved in return. Thus, my flesh's covenant with the soul that entered will be fulfilled by me. This I can do.